All right, everybody, we're here on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey, Fox Sports on the road. Michael Cohen here with you. And, you know, we've had this kind of championship playoff run here in the tri-state area for a while now. We've had, obviously, the Liberty get it done winning the WNBA title. The Yankees, of course, went all the way to the World Series, which ended just the other night. And now we have the New York Red Bulls, who are in the thick of their playoff race right now. They are off to a great start. They beat the Columbus Crew in the first game of round one. Of course, the Crew are the defending MLS champions. The Red Bulls won 1-0. And they have a chance to knock Columbus out of the playoffs this Sunday at 4:30 at Red Bull Arena. Joining us to talk about that and more is one of the key contributors of this Red Bulls team, Peter Strapp. Pete, how you doing?
Good. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me, Mike.
Okay, great to have you aboard. So, Pete, just talk to us more about that game just the other day against Columbus. You know, such a tough opponent. They're defending champions. You've seen them a lot this year. Just talk about it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we had just seen them, I think, the week before, and we had a tough game. We lost 3-2, pretty up-and-down game. We figured stuff out in the second half and realized how we can, you know, maybe hurt them a little more. And we went into this game on Tuesday, you know, having a pretty good grasp on who our opponent is, you know, with a chip on our shoulder because they'd obviously beaten us twice in the past two meetings. And we tinkered a couple things, tweaked a couple things, and I think we played a fantastic game from start to finish. And to grab a result at the best team away is amazing, and at this time in the season makes it even better.
Absolutely. For Felipe Caraballo, that was his first MLS goal. Couldn't have come at a better time, obviously, in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. Just a really good, you know, chance. You know, Dylan Neal is doing a great job to keep it alive, and then great finish by Felipe. And then to go 1-0 up, you know, that early is not easy because you have a lot of, you know, defending to do, but I think everyone did a fantastic job.
What is that challenge like for you guys, you know, just based on seeding, you come in as the seventh seed. What is that like for you guys as a team, and how you coalesce as far as, you know, getting ready to face, you know, some of the top seeds in your conference?
For sure, I think we've had some fantastic performances this year against top teams that has, you know, kind of, you know, given us a belief in ourselves and proven to ourselves that we can play with anyone on a day when we're playing and executing at a high level. And so I think we always keep that in the back of our minds that, you know, we can compete and play against the best teams and beat them. And it's just about, you know, having the right plan and executing that plan. And I think we did a fantastic job, and that's what we did, you know, on Saturday. So we always have a really good confidence within this group that we can, you know, beat anyone.
For yourself, Pete, and again, we're talking with Peter Strato of the New York Red Bulls. He is a Chester, New Jersey native, by the way, folks. For yourself, you had a rough start to the year. You had an ankle injury in April. You came back in September. Just talk more about your regimen getting back and how what you had to go through to get back on the field.
Yeah, for sure. I had a pretty bad injury in April. So I spent, you know, a lot of the summer putting long hours in every single day. You know, when you're injured, you end up putting in more work than when you're, you know, fully healthy. Just long hours, be back and helping the team out in any way possible is just a great feeling. And to be back around the locker room, be back around the guys, it's amazing. And then obviously, you know, just being ready for whatever my role is on the day, whether it's starting or coming in or, you know, just being 100% focused to execute, you know, whatever I have to.
This game coming up against Columbus, and again, the Red Bulls will play the Columbus Crew on Sunday at Red Bull Arena. This will be the third time in a row since the season finale and then the playoffs that you guys have seen one another. What changes does the coaching staff make? You know, how do you guys adjust when you're facing a team so many times in a row?
Yeah, that's a great question. We haven't, you know, started getting, we have had a day off kind of since the game, so we haven't started, you know, training and preparing for Columbus. I'm excited to see, you know, what tweaks both sides make, because obviously, you know, you're gonna make some changes for sure playing a team, you know, three times, because, you know, you have to anticipate the other team's gonna make changes. And but I think we can, you know, whatever we do, we can find, you know, confidence in the fact that if we are all doing the right things and playing the Rebel style the right way, we could beat anyone.
Absolutely. Can you just talk a little bit about your goalkeeper, and that's Carlos Cornell, who had 8 saves in game 1. Just talk about his efforts and for you guys.
Yeah, he's been awesome. I mean, that game was fantastic to get man of the match. As a goalie, you know you have to have done something right, and I think he came up big in all the moments we needed him. No soccer game's perfect. You're going to give up chances. And whenever we did, he was there. And he's huge for us, and he's such an important player, and he's a great leader too. So just amazing performance from him, and I'm hoping that we all know that he can carry that into Sunday.
Absolutely. For a game like this, what's your preparation like? What are you doing to get ready for this kind of game?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's a huge game. You try and treat it like any other game for sure. Same preparation. Everyone does different things to make them feel good for 4:45 on Sunday. And I'll just stick to that, do that, and trust my preparation, and maybe sprinkle in, a couple penalties in case we go into penalties. But besides that, just keep it the same.
All right, man. This will be, from what I understand, for the Red Bulls, and again, no pressure, but Red Bulls are 3-1-1. They've had a very good record in postseason at home. And for you guys, what would that mean for this group to get that win, advance to the next round of playoffs, and take out the champs at the same time?
Oh, it would mean the world. We try not to look too far ahead. I just think, we've given ourselves the best opportunity, coming up this weekend to, rewrite the script that we've been a bad team in playoffs for the past couple of years. And I'm excited. I know everyone else is really excited to just go out there in front of our fans and try and make history.
Awesome, man. Well, good luck this week. I'll certainly be tuning in to check it out.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Fine.